although by engineering standards, and unusually for a biological mechanism, it is a spectacularly inefficient one. Without a word of justification, explanation, or amplification, Behe simply proclaims the bacterial flagella motor to be irreducibly complex. Since he offers no argument in favour of his assertion, we may begin by suspecting a failure of his imagination. He further alleges that specialist biological literature has ignored the problem. The falsehood of this allegation was massively and, to Behe, embarrassingly documented in the court of Judge John E. Jones in Pennsylvania in 2005, where Behe was testifying as an expert witness on behalf of a group of creationists who had tried to impose intelligent design creationism on the science curriculum of a local public school, a move of breathtaking inanity, to quote Judge Jones, phrase and man surely destined for lasting fame. This wasn't the only embarrassment Behe suffered at the hearing, as we shall see.
The key to demonstrating irreducible complexity is to show that none of the parts could have been useful on its own. They all needed to be in place before any of them could do any good. Behe's favourite analogy is a mousetrap. In fact, molecular biologists have no difficulty in finding parts functioning outside the whole, both for the flagella motor and for Behe's other alleged examples of irreducible complexity. The point is well put by Kenneth Miller of Brown University, for my money the most persuasive nemesis of intelligent design, not least because he is a devout Christian. I frequently recommend Miller's book, Finding Darwin's God, to religious people who write to me, having been bamboozled by Behe. In the case of the bacterial rotary engine, Miller calls our attention to a mechanism called the type 3 secretory system, or TTSS. The TTSS is not used for rotatory movement. It is one of several systems used by parasitic bacteria for pumping toxic substances through their cell walls to poison their host organism. On our human scale, we might think of pouring or squirting a liquid through a hole. But once again, on the bacterial scale, things look different. Each molecule of secreted substance is a large protein with a definite three-dimensional structure on the same scale as the TTSS's own, more like a solid sculpture than a liquid. Each molecule is individually propelled through a carefully shaped mechanism, like an automated slot machine dispensing, say, toys or bottles, rather than a simple hole through which a substance might flow. The goods dispenser itself is made of a rather small number of protein molecules, each one comparable in size and complexity to the molecules being passed through it. Interestingly, these bacterial slot machines are often similar across bacteria that are not closely related. The genes for making them have probably been copied and pasted from other bacteria, something that bacteria are remarkably adept at doing, and a fascinating topic in its own right, but I must press on. The protein molecules that form the structure of the TTSS are very similar to components of the flagella motor. To the evolutionist, it is clear that TTSS components were commandeered for a new but not wholly unrelated function when the flagella motor evolved. Given that the TTSS is tugging molecules through itself, it is not surprising that it uses a rudimentary version of the principle used by the flagella motor, which tugs the molecules of the axle round and round. Evidently, crucial components of the flagella motor were already in place and working before the flagella motor evolved. Commandeering existing mechanisms is an obvious way in which an apparently irreducibly complex piece of apparatus